Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, as always, from an Airbnb that has running water, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello. I'm in my rich, rich house. You're in the Airbnb. Gotta get it straight.
Don't get it twisted. We are talking Potomac today, in case you couldn't tell. I am here in beautiful New York City. That's why we have a tall building outside here, this window. If you're on Crap is on Demand, you can see it. If you don't, then you're wondering, why does my mic sound a little different? It's because I've got my travel mic. We've got a big, exciting week of shows this week. We have today Potomac. We've got Married to Medicine today. And then either today or tomorrow, it depends on our stamina, we have more episodes of The Traitors to catch up on, because holy crap, this season is so good. And we only talked about the first episode on Friday, so there's more Traitors to talk about. But of course, the big thing that we dropped last week is that the tickets for the Golden Crappies are now officially on sale. That will be on February 27th in Los Angeles at the Fonda Theater. Planning is underway. We are going to have special guests. We're going to have great comedy. Well, I won't ever guarantee great comedy. I think it's always a curse when you guarantee great comedy, but we'll have great fun and shadiness. And it's the time to bring the whole community together. So if you are a Bravo fan, or if you're just someone who enjoys something fun to do on a Friday night, then come see us. We're going to have a great time. We love it. Tickets are on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com, or on our social media at watchwhatcrappens. I just posted something on Reddit. We'll get something up on social media too, soliciting ideas for the ballot, because it's really hard to think back on all the amazing, you know, moments and quotes and things, anything that you feel like should be on the ballot for the Golden Crappies. Go check it out. Go contribute to that Reddit thread, and that's on the Watch What Crappens. It's not an official Reddit. You know, it's not the official Reddit of Watch What Crappens, but it's like the fan community that popped up there. And help us out, because I think it's going to be super fun. And we'll let you know when voting starts. Also, guess what? Ad-free is available on Patreon. So if you want to listen to our podcast without advertisements, you can sign up at Patreon. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. That was a lot to talk about, but it was all really important. It was actually, I would actually say, is probably the most important news you will hear all month. Or even all year. So sorry that I took two minutes, but that was like world changing news right there. Okay.
Yeah. Let's hatch. Okay. So today we're on to Real Housewives of Potomac season 10, episode 14.
Amazon Live today also. Sorry.
Amazon Live, 4 p.m. every Monday. Link in bio on our Instagram.
Sorry. Potomac.
Potomac. Now, I was excited for Angel, because this is where Angel really gets to shine. She's had a rough season. All the ladies have been coming for her. It has been really rough. And now she gets to be like, welcome to my mansion in Colorado, you evil, jealous hags. Look at everything I have. Look at my black wooded walls, which are so gorgeous, by the way. Yeah, look at my fireplace. Look at my 36 acres. Suck it, ladies. Man, did she fall on her face. I feel so bad for her. Now, when I say I feel bad for her, she did dig her own grave and then lie down on it, inside of it. But gosh, I was rooting for you, Angel. I really was. Not even sarcastically. I was really rooting for you.
I wasn't rooting for you, but I actually genuinely feel bad for her about that Airbnb, because it seems like that's just like embarrassing. And you have someone like Giselle who is so mean about it. I mean, it sucks. I would be annoyed. I would be pissed off. I'm like, really? Like, we're sequestered away from other people. There's been like the cool people get to go into the beautiful house that was, you know, in Dwell or wherever. Maybe it was Architectural Digest. And the rest of us are in this thing an hour and a half away where there's no water. I mean, I would be pissed, but Giselle is so mean about it that I'm like, I don't know. I kind of felt bad for Angel about that. But then at the same time, Angel is so Angel that like whatever goodwill or whatever pity I have for her kind of goes out the door, because, and the window, honestly, anything that leads to the outdoors, it's going that way, because She's such a flop at all times. Angel. Truly, oh my God.
Truly. Really. Just flip flopping all over the floor like a fish that those just guys. Got caught.
She was so proud of those guys. I mean, oh, we'll get those into guys it.
Were terrible. Those guys were horrible. I mean,
oh my God, I was horrified.
The whole thing was terrible. So, wow. And just her instincts are terrible. Like, have the ladies over, shit talk the ladies to all the guests so that the guests hate the ladies by the time they get there, which is obviously what
happens. Clearly what happens. Right?
Then you seat them at a table all the like an acre away so they couldn't be around the real guests. So, I mean, she's just like every decision, every instinct she had was just incorrect. Yeah. It was incorrect.
It was incorrect. And I feel like I feel like Monique has a fairly accurate read on her. I won't say it's like the most accurate because I think every relationship is different, but there's definitely a weird energy that Angel has around Bobby. And I'm not even saying that Bobby is like Chris Samuels, but I feel like Angel seems very wrapped up with status by the fact that she keeps on name dropping or status dropping or whatever the equivalent is of saying that she's an elder wag and Bobby was a starter and this is my friend who's a high tier and you know investment money manager. Ooh,
super high wealth, super high wealth.
Like everything is a brag
like that or their friends.
Yeah, like and it makes me wonder if like I think maybe what Monique is picking up on is that insecurity. And so it's not even, I don't know what the status is of, I don't know enough about Bobby to know what really is going on with him. But at the very least, she's obsessed with status and Bobby is a big, big piece of status. And I think she's like very worried of like losing Bobby and like losing some status and traction in whatever world she thinks she's in. And I think that's what Monique is picking up on. It's just like sad.
I don't know what Monique's doing, but Monique is completely in the wrong too. Who does that? Like, who goes and just says, oh, yeah, that's an abusive husband right there. I can tell. Like, oof. Yeah, not a great move on her part either. I thought that wasn't really cool. Like, stop projecting your shit onto me. And yes, I know that I'm a hypocrite because that's literally what I do here all day long. But,
well, then we wouldn't have Real Housewives if they didn't project all their dysfunction onto everyone else because that's what they all do. That's what they all do. At all times.
Because that's what I do. But still, I was like, or me. That's so rude. Who does that? So anyway, let's start at the beginning. So everybody is sitting around and Angel has just confronted them because Giselle keeps saying, oh, really? Like I get the little room? Oh, fine. Then let's talk about your evictions because I've got some more information, but I'm not going to say yeah. And so Angel's like, okay, well, one thing we're not going to do is bring this negative energy over my threshold. I've been in dwell. I've been in Architectural Digest. How dare you? You tell me right now or you won't get to see my kitchen. So
she's so concerned about negative energy entering her threshold when she has those like three lumps of men just sitting there in those Adirondack chairs, not saying anything to the women. So rude later in the episode. And she's worried about these women being negative. Excuse you.
Yeah. So she's demands. She's like, I am in a cowboy hat. Who has more information? And Wendy's like, well, I guess what I heard about you was that a friend of mine who was a real estate agent said that you called her and said you were moving to the area and you want a property to look like it's $14,000 a month, but you're only able to pay $1,000 a month. Okay. Well, first of all, I say, who doesn't say that? When I go shopping, I want something that looks expensive and it's $5. I mean,
yeah, I do have to say that like when this information first came into evidence a few weeks ago, I was like, oh gosh, Angel is so busted. But then when you find out that this person is saying that Angel wanted to only pay $1,000 a month, I was like, wait a second, I don't believe that at all. The reason why is that for a family of four to go to want to pay, like you can't get like a one bedroom, I feel like, for like $1,000 a month. And so I just feel like that's such an unreasonable request that like even I don't think Angel said that. Like I think Angel,
even I mean especially in like a Tony area, no, there's no way. No one's that stupid. And I think if she said that, she was saying it like, okay, I want it to look like it's $1 million, but I don't want to pay $1 million. Which is a normal thing to say, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they're making it this huge deal, and no one thought she was going to get a place for $1,000. That's just stupid. And Giselle's like, well, that lady, Angel's like, well, nothing is $1,000. And Tia says, well, ooh, she sounds like an awful realtor, and I'm saying that it's a princess. And Giselle's like, no, because she said she didn't want to work with her. Rah. She will not work with somebody who will only spend $1,000. And so Wendy's like, actually, she's the Willy Willy Goodwillator. So suck on that.
Yeah, and Wendy's basically like, the realtor has no reason to lie on you. Plus, she's not the only one that said this before. Well, I mean, then just say, give us more information then, Wendy. Don't leave us hanging here then. So Angel is like, well, I don't know if she was upset because it didn't work out because she didn't find us a property. And Wendy's like, oh, so you do know who I'm talking about. She's like, oh, she does know who you're talking about. Oh, she does know who you're talking about. And Angel's like, I do. She's like, well, Angel's basically like, I'm paying $14,000 for this house. Trust me. I'm like really bothered. Like I don't like it. I am paying $14,000. Okay.
Yeah, how dare you? I'm paying the money. And also Angel, first of all, one thing Angel is paying for is PR, because Angel has been on every podcast and every interview show. I mean, she's on everything. I'm surprised she hasn't popped up on QVC or the Bible channel, because she has been on everything I've seen. And listen, I haven't listened to any of it because it's Angel. Like, I don't know who thinks like, you know what? We need to up our ratings this week on this podcast. Get Angel. Get me.
Yeah, seriously. But
I see the little clips they post all over the internet. And in one of them, she's saying, now that house was $14,500 and I have the Airbnb listing to show you to prove it. So I don't want anyone thinking that I was trying to pay $1,000. So whatever. Apparently she brought the Airbnb receipts.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I believe her. That's like, to me, of all the things, like, this is one. This is an easy thing to believe. I don't believe that was her natural face on that photo on her Instagram from earlier in the season, but this thing I do believe. So then Stacey's like, well, why can't we just call the agent? I mean, since you know who it is, why don't you just call her and say, why did you lie on me? Why don't you call her? And Angel's like, no, no, no. And Wendy's like, oh, okay, so now you want to make calls? Because you didn't want to make calls when we asked you to call TJ. That was different, you know, with personal relationships, you might need to pause and think about when you want to call. But with business, you call and straighten things out. So why not in this moment? I was like, no, sorry. Wendy got you on that one, Stacey.
And wasn't TJ business too?
Yeah.
So Angel's like, well, my business is slated to open in 2026, and that's happening. And if someone wants to spread lies about me, about the CEO of Wonderland, which I've talked about like it is an open business for a whole year, and now we're finding out it is not an open business, I hope that they make some lies better than me wanting to spend $1,000 a month on a house, okay? Because I was under the impression Wonderland was open. You know?
I think it is open. I think she was trying to expand into Potomac, so maybe that's what she meant by it.
Oh, okay.
But also, it's a Potomac. It's a Real Housewives of Potomac business, so you never really quite know what's going on.
I just don't see how lucrative that is. Guiding a few people through the wilderness for a few days to touch crystals doesn't seem like it's going to... I don't know. I think you need to aim bigger for football money.
I think what's so funny about Angel is that she talks about this. This is obviously an important part of her life. Crystals... meditation, affirmations, wellness. But it really only seems to be part of her when it's convenient on camera. Like, it's not, you don't look at her and say, oh, this woman is like, she's all about this. Cause it doesn't seem like, it doesn't really seem to come out of her personality. It feels like she does it, but like, it's just funny that she is actually professionally involved in it, because it just doesn't seem like it flows out of her. It reminds me of on Next Gen New York City, when Ava was like, looked at Ariana Bierman and was like, you don't strike me. You don't look like you would be someone who is a fashion designer, right? Like, Ariana may like fashion and may want to do fashion, but like, there's nothing about her that oozes like that this is part of like the fabric of your being. And so it's just so surprising to me that this is the path for Angel, because it's like, we'll go episodes on end. And then suddenly she's like, oh, let's do a wellness thing. And you're like, but where did this come from? You know?
Well, it seems like a very, I'm I'm not from here, but I'm gonna pretend I'm from here kind of thing. Like, I've lived here long enough and now I'm a local. Like when people move to LA and they're like, yeah, I do yoga now and I've been to a celebrity center. I'm from LA, you know, and then they become really like hoo-ha or whatever. And yeah. I think maybe she's Coloradoing that. Like, what could we do in Colorado? People love crystals and spirituality and hiking. And it's like, yeah, but you don't. Do you? I don't know.
I feel like she likes it. She does it. Like, you know, like I like yoga. But no one's going to look at me and be like, oh my God, Ben is like, he speaks of yoga.
Ben should start a yoga business.
I'm a yogi. I should start a yoga business. Come to my sound bath.
Yoga and bagels. You'd probably make $1 million if you did like mix the things you really love. Like yoga and bagels. Fuck yeah. Like you can do yoga, but it's like the easier kind. And then we all go have a bagel together.
You want to know something really exciting? This Thursday, which of course is Bagel Thursday, as is every Thursday. But this Bagel Thursday, it also happens to coincide with National Bagel Day. That's right. I'm so excited. And I'm in New York for it. I get to have a New York City bagel on National Bagel Day on Bagel Thursday. See, it's now that's good. Something that's that oozes deal. Out of my, that, see, that's coming out of, like, you look at me and you think bagel, right?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be $10,000 to follow you around for that, watching you talk about bagels.
I would 100% lead a bagel tour in Los Angeles. 100%. And I would gladly accept payment for that.
You're like, here's Hanks and Pops. The end.
There's so much more. Anyway, the point, I don't even know why I'm making this point about Angel. This is almost feels like an unnecessary point, but it's just what happens. But why are we talking? Why am I all revved up about Angel and
because Bagel wellness. Thursday is national, it's coming up. That's why.
Like, when is national run out? When is national run out of water in your Airbnb day?
Yeah,
exactly. Was that last night?
Oof. So they're still squabbling over this $1,000 thing. The ladies don't really believe it. It is like, well, Angel doesn't strike me as cheap. It just sounds outlandish. $100,000 isn't going anywhere. Anyway, but maybe in Nebraska.
Angel's like, okay, well, everyone, let's have a mindful moment. I hope I cleared everything up. I don't care who doesn't believe it. It doesn't matter to me. And Tia's like, ooh, that wasn't the mindful moment. And so there's this, we have like this mindful guide who's like basically Gia Judice. She's Colorado's Gia Judice.
She is Gia Judice. And she talks like her way of talk. I wouldn't trust her. She's like Gia Judice if Gia Judice was at like a Christian youth camp. Like,
hi guys. Are we happy to be here today to celebrate Jesus? Yes. Okay, let's get some breath into our muscles and some Jesus into our souls. Okay, stretch it.
Ugh, the energy. I'm trying to meditate. Get this child out of here.
Get her out of here. Go back to your ticky talky. I'm trying to do some yogi.
Yes. So they all start to move out to the balcony to do some mindful meditation. But before they do that, Giselle turns to Stacey and she's like, so how is TJ? Giselle tries so many times this episode to get other people to be messy. Like so many times. I mean, how many times does she ask to like, Wendy to call the realtor, but this episode and last episode, right? She's trying so hard.
What Giselle does. No one will take it. It's too much. It's very like Heather from Salt Lake City. It's like, I get that you think that this is your job, but it's, you're overdoing it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Calm down a little. So Stacey's
well, like, well, Giselle is funnier.
Well, yeah. She's like, I don't know how TJ is, but I do know how Timo is.
So now they all go out to the balcony.
Love him. I love that guy.
He's full of so much personality.
So he's been making oval, squarish, rectangular-ish, roundish pizzas with no cheese or sauce.
Isn't it sexy? They go out to the balcony, and they all sit on mats for like this meditation. Everyone except for Angel, who like sits on like a AC unit or something. It was so bizarre. She's sort of sitting above them, watching down. And they're gathering there, and Bianca, the fake Gia Judice mindfulness instructor, is like, okay, everyone, we're gonna settle in. Here's some organic lavender. Okay, so we're gonna set an intention for the rest of your trip. Take a moment to relax your shoulders for a second. If you happen to be sitting on an air conditioner, please just let your butt settle into the grooves of the vent. Okay. And now let's talk about intentions. Starting with, let's see, let's start with ever. Oh, first let's do some jazz hands. They start shaking their hands, start doing jazz hands. And Stacy is like, I did not fly to Colorado to do jazz hands while Angel sits and watches us. I'd rather have champagne than do yoga. And I know that I'm a yogi and I shouldn't say that, but this is just where we are.
This Bianca chick, oh my gosh. She's like, okay, guys, take a second to relax your shoulders. Do a little shoulder roll. You better do a little shoulder roll. Yes, you better do it. It's like, oh, why are you... Why are you talking like this? What is wrong with this person, Bianca? I was so annoyed with Bianca this whole time. She's like, give me some jazz fingers. Yes, jazz fingers. Not the jazz fingers. Am I right, ladies? It's like, can we just get through this? Thank you. So yeah, Stacey's like, I didn't fly here to do jazz hands. And Bianca's like, you see how you feel? A little buzzy because we're letting go of that energy. Oh my God, where is that energy going? Bye, energy. See ya, energy. Oh my God.
Not energy leaving. And so Kierna is crying again because she's high on some sort of pill and she's in low altitude. And then now it's like time to set an intention. Angel is like, guys, I would love for all of us to set an intention. So Bianca's like,
we have to point out Angel's not even sitting on the ground. Okay.
I know.
Everyone else has to sit on the ground. Angel is sitting on some outdoor air conditioner or some shit and just watching them. And they're like, why the fuck doesn't she have to sit on the ground? Why are the rest of us stuck on the ground? And this is, I think, goes back to the point of Angel doesn't even do this. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's like, I'm not sitting on the fucking ground. No.
Yeah, I just think it's so odd. Yeah, and like sitting on the AC unit, you know? So Angel's like, well, my intention for this trip is just to get to know you ladies on a deeper level. Oh my God, they get to know you. You'll get to know me and I'll get to know you. I was like, oh gosh. And Ashley is like, Angel has said repeatedly that she wants to get to know the other ladies in the group. And then we see the montage of her. I get like a million times. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you and for you to get to know me. I'm like, Angel, we know you now. It's not getting any better.
Yeah. And she's like, well, hopefully she puts her money where her mouth is because we really want to get to know her. Hopefully she admits that her husband hates her and that she's broke. So Stacey's like, my intention for this trip is to be present and to enjoy you guys because I'm tired of fighting. I would like to enjoy you a little. Wow. I don't need any of your intentions. The season is over. Just get up and fight. I don't want to meditate, and I certainly don't want to watch you meditate.
Yeah. Ashley's also, her intention is to pull back more layers and laugh and realize it's not that deep. And Wendy also says that she just wants to have fun. They don't have a lot of time together. Let's have fun. And Tia's also like, I want to get to know everyone better. Everyone's saying these really nice things. And it gets to Giselle and she's like, okay, my intention, have a room with a bathroom. Not having this.
And Angel's like, well, Giselle's made it her entire life's mission to criticize me and to nitpick, and that's what she wants to do. Then let her do it with her no water, her no running water, and her twin bed.
So later on is going to be a hoedown. And
bet it's gonna be a hoedown. Yes, hoedown. Okay, you can leave, Bianca. You can leave.
Not a hoedown. Talk about a hey, this hoe is down. Am I right? Altitudes.
Pimp up, hoedown. Am I right? Oh God, this was fun, guys. Leave, Bianca.
Bianca's like, well, fuck you all. I'm taking your water. So Kierna, they're all excited for the hoedown. And Kierna is like, hi. And they are talking about their arrangements and everything, and Giselle is once again bragging about how she took everyone to Nevis, you know, she made sure everyone had their own room and it was beautiful and their own bathroom, even Stacy, yada yada yada. So she's still very salty about these arrangements.
She's like, so I expected Mrs. Wondernuts to do the same.
Wondernuts.
So they're like, so Giselle, are you still leaving? And Kierna is like, I don't know if I would. It's really dangerous out there. It's really, really, it's so dangerous. Why am I crying? Giselle says there's a hotel. And Wendy's like, she's willing to go to a hotel, you guys. But the hill, and Kierna says again, but the hill was so dangerous. I wouldn't go to the hill. It feels very, very dangerous.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. Kiana laughs. She has probably no idea what the reference is. She's like, okay. Well, Kiana, you need to lay down. And Angel, I think you need to take your friend or whatever. So they're basically trying to make arrangements to be like, okay, we got to like go take a rest. And it turns out Kiana is going to Angel's house. That was like a thing we were confused about. We were like, why isn't Kiana going? But she is going. And Monica's like, how many bedrooms is your house? She's like, well, it's six, but unfortunately, a lot of them are used. Like, Bobby uses one for his man cave, and like the bunk room is Bobby's man cave too. And then there's a kitchen, which is Bobby's man cave. And we have a nice foyer, but that's his man cave. So unfortunately, it's all used up.
lots of man caves for Bobby.
You better work it, man cave. Bianca, get in your car and drive away. Drive away, Bianca.
By the way, we find out that if Bobby's friends are staying in the house also, which I don't know if we'll ever find that out, but if those guys are staying in the house, I'm going to give a big raised single eyebrow and go, because you're telling me that you took up bedrooms for those guys who wouldn't even stand up and say hello to the women. But this is pure conjecture, but I like getting mad on pure conjecture.
Well, six bedrooms. Okay. How many kids does she have? She's got a lot of kids, right? Three at least.
Yeah.
I forget. I don't count the kids. I'm not really a kid counter. Sorry. But she's got, let's say she has three. So she's got at least two bedrooms for the kids. She's got one for her and Bobby. She's got one that's like a bunk room. So that still would only leave three bedrooms, which is not enough. So, but yeah. even without having the room in the house, getting them a place an hour away is crazy. An hour and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Is cray cray.
It is cray cray. They did mention that the Airbnb was in Littleton. Right? Didn't they mention Littleton at one point? But I don't know. Someone's got to do a map. We got to see what the distances are. But I feel like in the past, when people have invited people to stay in their houses, it has always worked out. Like, because people have big ass houses and people share beds and stuff. And I just feel like when people have gone on cast trips to people's homes, like to Camille's place in Colorado on Beverly Hills, or to, there was another Colorado place I think they stayed at, unlike Dallas. And anytime anyone goes to Colorado is what I'm saying. They don't.
You're like, Colorado has the space. I've seen it on Housewives.
So when they went to Monique's house in, you know, that's where they went. They had a trip where they went to Monique's house, like her other house. The husband's not there with the kids. Get Bobby and the kids out of there. You know, it's like, send them on vacation, have them get a rented Airbnb or something, you know, like the kids have, that opens up two rooms. Well, I mean, no one wants to stay in the kids' room, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to do it.
It's not like everybody's dying to wake up and look at Angel's face. You know what I mean? They're not like, oh my God, we don't get to spend more time with Angel. I think it's more like you dragged us all to Colorado to advertise your wander butts and to like show everybody, to show the TV how gorgeous your house is, but you're treating us like shit. Like, you're not treating us, you're treating us like an afterthought, and you're just using the show to kind of like promote your own bullshit. And, you know, fuck off.
And it's like, if they were like 20 minutes away or 15 minutes away, I think it'd be okay. But they really are so far away. And it is weird. Like, you can get them, you can just get them a regular Airbnb. I feel like this cast, for as much as this cast has come up, Potomac is definitely one of those shows that has like a rich history of like bad Airbnbs. So like, you can pull it off.
Yeah. So Angel's like, well, the other rooms are for Kiara and Tia. And Monique said, or Jazzy's like, so when did you and Tia get so close? Which I think is a good question. But listen, she needs to get some friends. So Tia's like, well, she's been very kind to me. And because she and Angel are super close, it was like an automatic connection there. You know, Angel only has two extra bedrooms. What's the problem?
Because like, who else would go, right? Like, who else would Angel invite if she has room for two people?
Anybody like, would be questionable, right? Because she's not friends with anybody.
She's not friends with anyone. It's not going to be Giselle. It's not going to be Ashley. You know, Angel said this thing of this sort of nice thing about Wendy. Like, I think generally, like, I generally like you. That's does not qualify you to be in the main house, though, right? And then after this, it's not going to be Stacy. I don't think she's even has a relationship with Stacey of any like noteworthiness, right? I actually think she should have invited Monique, and because I'm surprised she didn't pull the wag card and be like, from one wag to another, come stay in my house.
Yeah. So Angel's like, okay, let's go. So some of the girls are going, you know, and so they get in the truck, and Kierna and Tia are getting in the truck, and she's like, well, if that girl really said what Wendy said, she said, that's bad. She's like, oh, that is so unprofessional. She's like, very unprofessional. That is a very bad realtor. Very, very bad.
Cut to Giselle. So, Wendy, do we want to call the agent? Let's call the agent. Let's get her on the phone. Let's hear her. Come on now. Come on. And Angel, Wendy's like, I'm not calling her. Let Angel do that. She's like, I'm not getting dragged into this mess, Giselle, more than I have. Okay.
More than me, the one who started it.
She started it
in the beginning.
But then what's going to happen is that Wendy will get blamed for calling the realtor when it was Giselle who really wanted to do it the most.
Yeah, I think Wendy's just like, I'm not doing the work. I'm tired. She can do it. Yeah. I've passed the baton. I'm exhausted. And Monique's like, okay, so what was she saying? I'll call her. She goes, yeah. She's like, I'm not calling her. So Ashley's like, okay, well, that's fair. Well, you wouldn't be so defensive about the word eviction if you weren't evicted. Yes, she would. If I was leaving an Airbnb and someone accused me of being evicted, yeah, I would be like, I wasn't evicted. But I love that Giselle takes that as this huge piece of evidence. So we go to Angel's truck, and Kierna says,
well, first of all, for professional reasons,
I'm extremely unprofessional. It's extremely bad.
And Angel's saying, like, well, Giselle was mad because she thought she had a gotcha, but really it made her look stupid again because I keep my business tight. These issues that they have, they are made up and they're based off of jealousy. Because let me tell you something. They hate the house, but that house is a $1.6 million house that they are staying in. That's like WAG money right there, okay? It speaks of ingratitude, WAGless ingratitude.
And she goes, now listen, I'm a humble lady, which I was cracking up at because in the other scene when they were like, oh, you only want to spend $1,000. And she goes, let me tell you something. My very, very rich, rich ass. Did not, like, she said something like that. And then it cuts to her like, yeah, listen, I'm a very humble lady and I'm not sure where this energy is coming from, but I'm an eternal optimist. Wonderland.
If there's anything I have picked up from Angel all season long is that she is an eternal optimist. That's what I always think of when I see her smiling face every single episode, not being a wet blanket. I'm like, there's an eternal optimist if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. And Tia's like,
well, Angel, I know that obviously it was a given that Kay would be in your house, but I feel so special that I would include it. So thank you so much. Do you have a whole bunch of stuff walking through your garden or backyard or property or anything like that? Tell me right now what to be afraid of.
She's like, well, we've got bobcats and plenty of snakes. And she's like,
rattlesnakes.
Yes, rattlesnakes, boa constrictors. We've got the snake from Jungle Book that is actually bigger than a mountain that could eat you. So be very, ooh. Like, what the fuck am I staying here? Who brings me to a house with rattlesnakes and bobcats?
I know. Also, something just occurred to me. Isn't Angel's whole thing that we wanderlust is that we lead people on these like wellness retreats, right? So one must assume they keep people in a place for the wellness. Is that, do they keep them in the Airbnb that the women are at? Like, where do they keep them? Because they have 36 acres. The whole thing is they have 36 acres. I always thought wanderlust took place on their property, but I just have so many questions.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder if they make them pitch tents and dig holes for their poopies or something. Because that's
maybe it's a whole other property.
Where do you stay when you go to wanderlust?
I don't know. But Giselle, back to the Airbnb, Giselle is like, when we went to Nevis, y'all felt warm, y'all felt loved. Giselle's so hung up. She's so proud of her Nevis trip, which was fine, but like nothing memorable. But she keeps going back to it. And Monique is like, well, I thought we were staying at her house. Because then we see a flashback again to the episode, you know, where Angel was talking about, like, if you're coming to my house, I need to make sure you don't act this way. We need to clear this up before you come to my house. I invited you all to my house, my 36 acres, you know. So they're like, yeah, we thought we were staying at the house that she's talked about all season long.
Yeah. And so they're all upset. And Wendy's like, my favorite part of the trips is when we come tonight, we talk in the kitchen over cheesecake and we hang out and talk about how stupid Woz is. And they're like, yeah, we're robbed of our Golden Girls moment. And then the other ladies, Kieran's like, is the mountain lion going to get us? And Angel goes, no. If you see a mountain lion, it's already too late. You're not going to see one because you'll be dead. And Tia's like, well, there's a point of entry in Stacy's room. And she goes, so are we meat? And Tia goes, they may smell Stacy. It's like, oh my God. Stacy kills, still catching strays. She just can't win, that chick.
Left and right. So back in the Airbnb, Stacy is saying, I just hate that we're separated already. And Wendy's like, I hate that. And Stacy's like, and now we're going to be separated again because you guys are leaving, because Giselle really wants to get a hotel. And as we talked about on Crappy Hour, there was footage of them at the Four Seasons of Denver, which I wonder if that's where they wind up going at the end of this episode, because this Airbnb just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, they just needed a shower. So
yeah.
So Wendy's like, if Angel was going to tweet us like this, then why did she even invite us on the trip? I'm like, okay, you know what? Some of the people I can see being like, wait a minute, why don't we get to stay with Angel? But Wendy, you're the one who's like, Angel just wanted to pay $1,000 for her place. Why does Angel want to put you up? I mean, come on. The fact that it's Monique and Giselle crying the loudest when they're being the meanest is so this show.
You get
what you pay, you get what you earn. Okay.
So the Wendy crew, I'm not the Wendy crew, the Angel crew arrives at her house, and Bobby shields Angel from the rain. And, they go inside. They're like so impressed with the house. You know, Tia's like, oh, this is beautiful. Let's do this. And Kieran is like, I love the reinvention of Whitaker marble. I was like, what? Kieran is suddenly a marble expert. And they're just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. This is beautiful. Oh, it's lovely. It's gorgeous. Of course, they're just like, God, go for it.
So, but actually, the rooms, the house is gorgeous. The house really is so, gorgeous. So pretty. Yeah, it's really, really well done. And the guest rooms are gorgeous. Like the treatment on the walls is so pretty. Is it like a cement? What is it on the?
It looks, I don't like know. Velvet, it looked great.
I mean, it's just so pretty, this whole place. The beds, even. I mean,
yeah, really, but well, then there's also like a violinist just like standing in the corner of the kitchen as they walk through on their little tour. I'm like, what's happening here? Or maybe that was later. I don't know. But at some point there was a violinist. Actually, it was.
Yeah, there was a violinist at the party. Yeah. So they asked Tia if she's happy to be here. And she's like, well,
I was told where I was going to. She goes, let me fix my face so it's not obvious what I'm saying. I was told where to stay and I stayed there.
Yes. And Kieran's like, is this the Wonderland? I feel like I'm in Wonderland. And she's like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. Ooh, you also have your own ensuite bathroom. You have your own bathroom. Ooh. And they're just like, oh, this is the lap of luxury. Cut to Wendy. She's like, you know, the magic of our girls' trip happens when we're all under one roof. And like, I could sleep in the bed with you for like a night or whatever. I just think it's a bathroom piece. I don't know. It's just really sad. So it's kind of funny because, for sure, if you're going on a group trip, that is the best time. It doesn't matter whether it's on a housewife show or if it's just in real life. The best is like at the end of the night, you're all together. I mean, you're sort of having a slumber party, but they are really leaning into it here in a way that they never have on any other girls' trip. They never talk about it this much.
We're not going to see each other getting ready at night. How will we talk to each other while we get glammed up? How are we going to live on this trip?
But it is funny because it's like the four of them and there's like this whole giant bar of alcohol, you know, and Stacey's like, well, we have all that liquor. I mean, who's going to drink it if you guys leave? Because, you know, again, Giselle and Ashley are thinking about leaving. And they're like, so they have all this booze. They've got all this snacks. But it is just like four or five of them. It's just so awkward.
So Ashley says, I need a bathroom. I poop 3 times a day. They're like, wow. And Giselle's like, I'm like twice. I said, okay, that's where we've come to. We're finding out how many times each person poops now. Come on, man. Yeah. So they keep going on and on about this. And then now it's time for Angel's welcome mixer. And so,
By the way, a welcome mixer where the people who are supposed to mix refuse to mix. It's more like what's the opposite of a mixer? Separator. It's a welcome separator.
Yeah. So Angel's getting glam And she's like, oh, this face is giving. Now I'm going to go get nice and drunk. So this was $100. I'll give you $50. I'll give you $50.
Yeah. I cannot wait for the welcome mixer. I have a beautiful dinner, open fire dinner for the ladies among the backdrop of our 36 acres. And I have really tried to plan details so the ladies know that I'm being intentional with their time. And so then we see them all getting into the car to go 35 miles north for this one. It's a 1 hour. It's 35 miles, but it takes 1 hour, I'm assuming, because of windy mountain roads.
Yeah. So it takes an hour and a half. Yeah. So she's it's even a lie about the the distance.
Yeah.
So Monique calls to check on her son to waste some time. And she's like, Mr. Cole, oh, it sounds like you've got heat exhaustion and dehydration. Okay, I've got a remedy for you. It's called your nanny. Stop fucking calling me. Okay.
Yeah. She's like, I finally get phone service only to hear this bullshit. Go in the shade, drink some water. So then now they're talking about divorces and like marriages and stuff. And Jazzy's asking, like, hey, did you guys have a sticky, like, really bad divorce? Like, I hate you. I hate that we're done with this. Da, 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 da. And Monica's like, no, but I don't think he thought it was going to go through, you know? And she says that Chris didn't even really want a divorce. And Monica's saying, she's also joking that, like, in light of recent events, Stacey would be the most comfortable person she could talk to with her issues with her ex, because she's the only one who really knows Chris Samuels at all. So maybe she can relate.
Yeah. And
I'm assuming that's what she meant by that. Or did she mean that
they're dating? She was joking, like, oh, well, it's her ex too, if they dated. Mm-hmm. So she would get it. But I think she was kidding. So then Ashley, meanwhile, is like, oh my God, look at those houses. They have to be Airbnbs or whatever. I mean, we could have been at those. I see 30 Airbnbs. Just everywhere you pass is like, wow, there's a place with running water, I'll bet. Oh, God. I bet they have a toilet. Someone's probably pooping in that house.
They probably have. I mean, it is. I mean, they are passing several houses. Although, to be fair, if if Angel had put them in one of those houses, they'd be like, this, we have to stay here in some crappy suburban ranch house while they're in the lap of luxury. Yeah. So they would never be happy, to be honest.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Giselle. She's so unhappy about every little thing that when there's really something to be unhappy about, it's like, oh God, there she is complaining again. Even when it's real, it's like, we don't have water or anywhere to poop. Bah. It's like, you do nothing but complain. So it's like, you're the little girl who cried, I can't poop.
So then they do the thing with it. They're still driving and they actually go on to Airbnb. They're like, let's just see what's near here. And they're like, okay, here's one. It's an 8-bedroom hot tub in Red Rocks and sleeps 20. They're like, there's what you could do is 20. I mean, and the thing is this, they're right. Of course there are giant Airbnbs. Colorado is such a, like, that Denver area in general, Boulder, all that, like, you know, people want to go and have a cabin, you know, and have a whole bunch of people there. So it is crazy that theirs is so far away.
So in the other car, Jazzy's like, oh my God, 53 minutes. Monique says, wow, you guys, yeah, let's find an Airbnb. So Monique's like, well, I've hosted two trips and the network does cover certain expenses, but it's our job to be in line with production every step of the way. And then we see clips of Monique's trip to France and her lake house in 2020. And she's like,
what do you think she means by that?
I'm going to make sure it's good. She means that even though they might pick up the tab, it's still your responsibility to make sure everyone's comfortable, make sure their accommodations are good. Like, production doesn't do all that for you. They just pay for it. So if your trip sucks, it's because you sucked at the planning of it.
This was actually, I thought, a significant moment. This is the first time I can remember, I think it was the first time ever, that there was a breaking of the fourth wall about how the logistics of the trips are taken care of. They always, 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 even in the later years of The Housewives, where we've seen a lot of fourth wall breaking, they always make it seem like, oh my God, I just had this idea to go on a trip and I'll do it all myself. And this is the first time that someone's actually said, and that Bravo's put on the air, like, look, the network pays for stuff, but, you know, yada, yada, yada. I thought that was like a pretty significant moment.
Yeah. So they're talking
insignificant. Seriously. Yeah. I like this is a guys, it's 2026.
Huge
moment. Significant thing that happened in America.
Huge moment, guys.
And an otherwise insignificant vertical. Yes.
This year, my horoscope said shit's about to change, and it just did. It just did.
Acknowledgement.
Monique says the energy was just weird. It was like, damn. And Jazzy's like, yeah, I mean, she just seems so emotional. I mean, what the hell? She goes, yeah, but this is Monique. She goes, you've got to understand there's so much other stuff she's not sharing. And I can confidently say that because I've been in her shoes. Like, I see right through it. You know, it's a lot of pressure when you're doing it all and you have one whole partner that may not be. I'm just hypothetically speaking, you know, just, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's abuse. I don't know. But seeming pretty abusive to me. I'm just saying, just rhetorical. Not
I didn't take serious. It as abuse. I really didn't. I did not like take that as an abuse. What I took it as is that Bobby calls all the shots and Angel is afraid that if she doesn't go along or she doesn't like sort of stand and say like, I don't want to do that or no, or like stand up to Bobby and like express her wills that he's going to leave her. And that's how so she's sort of powerless in this relationship. And it's a relationship that she likes she loves being in the relationship. She likes the idea of it. She likes the image of her life as like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a wag and I'm married to a football player. And we've got this mansion and everything's great. We got this beautiful life. But fundamentally, it's like, it's not an equal partnership. That's my takeaway.
I see what you're saying. The reason I say abuse, and I don't mean like physical abuse, like she's accusing him of physical abuse. I'm just saying that what Monique has told the ladies about her relationship is abuse. She's like describes an abusive relationship. She wrote in her book that it's an abusive relationship, right? It's like she's very out about it being, well, actually she said physical. She said in her book, she said that they physically abused each other, like had moments of physical abuse. And stuff like that. And so she is telling the people this. She's showing them her book. She's kind of like, it's not like she's being shy about her own. So when she compares her relationship, when she says, oh, I recognize that. That's exactly what my husband did. Like you're comparing her husband to your abusive husband. You know what I mean? So, you know, abusive more. Maybe toxic is a better word, but it's still just like, like gross.
Not the best.
Right. Yeah. And because, you know, even though what she's saying, like we see it and when, you know, when we see it later, the way he is with her, I don't want to say whether it is or not, because I don't know whether it is or not. I just think it's like the second he says like, oh, it's going to, you know, we'll get there when we get there. They all switch to this immediately. Like, oh, well, Bobby, I don't know. It just seems like I get that they attack each other on these shows, but it just seems to be going a little low to be comparing her relationship to your abusive relationship. It's like,
I took it more just like she was saying, Angel is afraid to just be herself. But I mean, it could be both ways. And definitely Angel takes it the way that you said it, I think.
Yeah, because they just went to this whole book thing about Monique's terrible relationship. You know what I mean? She wrote a whole book on how she's not part of this horrible relationship anymore. Excuse me. She's like, oh my God, your relationship was just like mine. It's like, excuse you?
That was not a book. That was a series of love letters from her former self. Written by ChatGPT.
So Jazzy is like, well, as a wag, I don't experience that kind of thing. You are a 5-minute wag. Okay. And didn't your husband have kids on you? I mean, come on.
She's a wagamama. It's a joke that would make more sense in London because there's a series of restaurants there called Wagamama. I agree. You're a recent wag.
Yeah, you've been here 2 minutes. Okay,
you're like a wag newt.
Yeah, call me three kids later.
A wag zygote. God, it must be fun to be able to start every sentence with as a wag. I think that's probably why. I mean, it's got like the what
you're
what
a minute wag. Privilege.
Yeah.
As a wag. Yeah. I don't experience that, you know, but I wouldn't want a woman bringing an ex-husband and comparing them to my current husband, you know. So Monique is saying, yeah, I mean, maybe she doesn't want to open up and maybe she doesn't want to talk about it. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. Who am I to say? And Stacey's like, be careful. She's very sensitive about her man. And she's like, that's why. I mean, hello, I've been there too. So that's what I'm saying. I was sensitive about my man too. So she reminds me of where I was in some ways.
No, that being said, this is not the first time on Bravo that these moments have arisen where people have recently experienced some sort of trauma, and then they project it onto a situation. They see the similar signs, and they feel like, warnings. But is the track record on Bravo on this like terrible? Like, is it every time someone does this, it's like, see, they were wrong. They shouldn't have projected. Or has it been actually fairly accurate? I'm just trying to remember the examples. For some reason, I'm going right to Lisa Rinna and Kim Richards.
Well, with most of the examples, you know, with most of the examples, and look, I say this about my own personality. If you just automatically think everybody's shitty, 80% of the time you're going to be right, because that's just how human, that's just humanity.
No, that's why everyone always says, Ronnie's always right, and Ben is
right.
And Ben always is right. It's like, because Ronnie always is like,
Ronnie's always negative,
like, because they're shitty. You'll see they're shitty, and then eventually they're shitty. Because guess what? It turns out that, like most people on Bravo, at a certain point, they just spoil and they turn shitty. And then I'm the one that they're like, we love Ben, but he just doesn't get it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, because you see the good. You see the good a lot more than I do. And I think that, you know, I'm going to win more because I see
you are going to win.
humans are nasty. Like it takes more effort for a human to be good than it takes for a human to be nasty. It doesn't mean I think like humanity just sucks in general. I just think that humanity has a very dark side, and it's easier to just live in the dark side. You know, it's harder to do good. And so I think that, you know, just voting on human nature, you're going to be right if you say people are shitty. So I think on these shows, when people are like, oh, her husband is shitty, 90% of the time they're going to be
that's gonna work out eventually.
Yeah,
gonna work out. Yeah,
yeah.
So anywho, they all arrive at Angel's at long last, and they're like, oh my god, this is so beautiful. And then we see there's people in the backyard. This is when there's a violinist lurking in the kitchen playing like Mozart, which it's like, okay, sure, that's a new interpretation of a hoedown. I appreciate a Mozart moment at the hoedown. I, you know, sort of a hybrid tea party, garden party hoedown. Sure, go for it.
Well, it's definitely something to be like, I'm rich. I had a violinist following people right. around. Nobody wants that. Nobody is like, you know what I really needed today? Some violinist following me around, playing some bullshit. I don't know. I don't know. What is this song? Do you know any like Charlie XCX?
But it's also like, it's like if you ask a kid, what is it like to be rich? And like, well, there's a violinist at the party, right? Like a kid would say that. And that's, yeah. It's like, I feel like I never seen the movie Richie Rich, but I feel like Richie Rich probably becomes rich and has a party and has a violinist there, right? But this is Angel doing it. So she has this random violinist coming through because she's a humble woman. We forgot to mention she's humble, a very humble guys. Woman.
Super humble woman. So the house is stunning, you know, and Ashley's like, clearly no lack of land here. And you don't have a house big enough to sleep some girls. Land does not equal housing.
I know.
You dumb dumb. So yeah, Stacy's like, Stacy says, Poppy probably won't allow it. Oh, Angel, I brought you a little crystal for your home. And she goes, Ashley, are you trying to make me love you? I just love this. Now I feel bad. Are you trying to stay in my bed? I didn't even know that you knew that I collect crystals. And Ashley's like, yeah, I had a sense.
Yeah, and we do see clips of Angel's new age moments from the season. So it's not like there are none of them. Just don't feel like it oozes from her. So then we see our violinist, and Tia's like,
who does that on your wedding day? We can hire him. British shade.
And Angel's like, okay, ladies. There's a bar over here with the specialty mezcal drink, mezcal. It's a drink that we discovered in New York in the Upper East Side, brought there from Mexico, apparently. You'll really enjoy it.
I would like to thank a lady named Erin for bringing this to America. And I got mezcal because I know that's your favorite, Giselle. Okay. And I wanted to make sure you had something that you would like. There are also toilets that flush here. You're welcome.
So Giselle's like, I mean, She's got a lot of making up to do. So, but she's like happy. She's like, okay, Angel, I see you. I mean, it's funny how flat, like the simplest flattery will start to turn someone. And then Stacy goes, Angel is showing more excitement for Giselle than her own husband. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, no, I think like Angel's very excited about Bobby. I think that was a wrong take by Stacy.
Doesn't she see Bobby all the time? Like every time Bobby comes, does she have to be like, Bobby, I got you mezcal?
Yeah, I think she's like really excited about Bobby. They all say hi. And then Monique is like, hi, I'm Monique Samuels. We used to talk on the phone for like years and years and years, like years and years and years ago when, you know, like my ex-husband mentored you. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm an even more elder wag than your wife. So just remember
you might
that.
Not recognize me, but I'm a wah wag. That's a was a wag.
So. Was a wag.
Yeah.
I'm what your wife will look like soon enough. Okay. After you guys have a bitter divorce.
I am the representation of the autobiography that your wife is going to write to herself in letters, in voice notes on her iPhone.
If you find some love letters, if you find some love letters written by your wife, just know they're coming to me. Just the metaphorical version.
He's like, yeah, I talked to you in high school. God, that was a long time ago. She's like, yeah, full circle, full circle moment. Wow.
So now then Angel brings them down to an oxygen bar. You know, because why not relive the year 2001? Am I right, guys?
doesn't want to breathe in fluorescent green food coloring. God,
yeah, what was this?
Just seems so healthy.
Back in when I moved to LA in 2001, Woody Harrelson had an oxygen bar on the Sunset Strip. It was wedged right between like the Standard Hotel and like the Argyle and whatever. It was right there. And it was this crazy thing. And you'd go in there. They had all these like potions like this. And you'd go in and you'd just snort oxygen of different flavors. But that was such a trend of 2000, 2001. And just so funny that Angel's like bringing it back.
Yeah. My mom did it in Vegas and she came back and she's like, oh my God, Vegas has this thing called oxygen. It's like, so does the world. And she's like, no. Ronnie, like you sit down and they put it on your face and you breathe it and you just feel so clear. You feel so free. I'm like, Mom, it's because normally when you breathe in, it's Benson and Hedges or Virginia Slims. Okay? It's called breathing the air. Try it.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap. Okay. This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later. For part two,
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arons?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite murdo, K
Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout. It's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.